Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, February 27th. We're back, Jen.
We are back.
After a couple days off.
Yes.
And we're just taking life easy, folks.
Yeah.
You should do the same.
You could call it that.
Exactly. Call in every other day. Don't go to work. What the fuck? Smoke a joint like we do and then be tired in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't feel like doing shit, man.
I know. It's just right. Like it really sucks you in, man. Like you can get a full 8-9 hours of sleep.
And it's not enough,
and
right?
And suddenly like your bed is the most comfortable it's ever been before in your entire life, you know?
It really is, you know? At least I get to fall asleep right away, you know?
It's so true. I mean, right? I feel like I used to be able to smoke and then go do fun things and do this and do that. And now I smoke and I'm just like... 15 minutes later, I'm completely out. My best friend Sean calls it my on-off switch because I'm always like really high energy, really hyper, and then I smoke and I'm completely out.
Sucks your energy out.
Oh, yeah,
completely.
For sure. I think back of those commercials they had in the 90s of like the deflated person on the couch, and they're like, this is what, you know, like drugs, like weed does to you. And I'm just like, no, it doesn't. And now I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it
definitely does. Surely does.
Takes away some of the motivation, that's for sure, man.
Amen.
But it's fun, you know. I mean, it's like,
I know,
it solves a lot of problems.
It does.
It can.
We're
not promoting weed, folks, but we definitely enjoy it. So
if you do it, it's A-okay with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, don't pay attention to us.
Yeah.
So I've had to do some research to see what places have legal weed because I want to take a trip.
Right.
So I checked into Hawaii, for example, right?
Is it legal there?
Only medical, you know. Mm. So I guess you can apply for a card if you're out of state.
Yeah.
Like online or something, and then you get it.
I think you need an address, though.
No, not really, because they say it's out-of-state people, so...
Oh, yeah. I get it.
I mean, what address are you going to give them? The hotel? What the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
So, but anyway, I decided I'm not flying anywhere because of the coronavirus, and everyday things develop new things, you know, whereas, like, you don't know what's going to happen in the airports anymore.
No, not at all.
And you'd be surprised where I wanted to go. I already planned this the other day. I wanted to fly to Miami and then drive up the whole eastern seaboard to Boston and stuff and then come back by plane. But now it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I would
have
loved
it.
Well, I was going to drive it from Miami.
Option.
But I'm not driving to Miami. That's not happening.
No, that'll
and
be days
back.
And days. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of time, man. But I thought a week... driving up the East Coast because I've never been, you know. I mean, only
wonderful.
New York, that's it.
That's garbage.
Right. And Miami I've been, but everything in between I'd love to see, you know.
Yeah, it's a wonderful drive.
Did you ever take it?
Yeah, absolutely. I drove from Jersey to Orlando.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
Did
a good
you drive
one.
It straight or you took your time?
No, we stopped and slept in a hotel. I could have driven straight. I'm pretty hardcore with that kind of thing. I'm like... Let's do this, you know, but my friend wanted to sleep. Plus, we were traveling with her cat, so she wanted to have a hotel that we could.
So you were just driving directly to there. It's not like you're doing a road trip or anything.
Not really.
To stop at every place.
I don't know why I always end up on these road trips with people that don't want to stop anywhere.
God.
But,
what kind of a fucking trip is that?
Right. You know? I demanded, though. I said, look, if you guys don't want to stop anywhere, the only thing I'm asking is that we stop on the side of the road for some Georgia peaches.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay. And then they were trying to like get out of it. And I was like, it's the one thing I'm asking for, you know, like, can we just stop?
Yeah.
So we stopped and it was good.
Yeah, you definitely passed through a lot of states going up there, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because everything's so small over there,
right,
you know?
Right.
It's like the size of California.
I know. Well, it is, you know. I mean, the whole coast, the West Coast is almost all of it is California.
Yeah.
So, which, by the way, I thought, well, maybe that would be my best bet is to take the one and drive all the way north, you know, because
you could.
I've taken it, but only as north as San Francisco. And
that's 8 hours or so?
No, that's, well, if you stop and you go on the one as opposed to the 101 or the five, you know, which would take you there in 5 hours, it is more like 8 hours or so, maybe even more. Because you drive slow, you know, and you see a lot of things, you stop.
Yeah, you could go to Wine Country. Wine Country is
well, yeah, that's
really
north
beautiful.
Of San Francisco, but Napa Valley and stuff. But I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
In fact,
I could hook you up with some places that would welcome you from working in food and beverage back east.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of, I have a lot of connects with vineyards upstate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I could just give my old boss a ring and tell him I have a friend coming up.
Yeah. Treat him nicely, man.
Yeah, they will. They'll get you as drunk as you've ever been before in your life.
Never mind that I'm not into wine, but
you might be after the trip, though.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
So I was thinking on the way I can pick up my friend in San Francisco, have him go with me for a few days.
That'd be awesome.
North and stuff. So I don't know how far north I'd want to go, but I would go for a good few days. So we'll see. That might be. And then I was also thinking Utah, you know, because it's not too far. And they've got a couple of great national parks there. And but it's a lot of desert, you know, and I don't know if that's what I want. You know?
Sure.
So I figured I'd take ocean or.
Ocean's nice.
Right.
What are you looking for to get out of this trip?
Just to relax, to get away, to see new things.
New things.
To not look at the same shit every day, you know?
Yeah,
the
I hear
computer
that.
Screens and the freeways and all that stuff. You know?
You should go to the East Coast.
I know.
It's so different. Even like being in LA, the trees here are different. All of the plants are different. Like, your succulent game out here is insane.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, really, you know? But back east is really great, especially if you go around this time of year. It's probably still going to be really cold. If you go in, like, a month from now,
right,
trees will start to be budding. Everything is starting to come alive. Whereas here, like, everything's alive all the time.
That's true, yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't mind the cold that much. But like I said, how is it that right when I want to go, there's the coronavirus? And you know what? When I wanted to go last year, or was it 2 years ago, I wanted to go to Hawaii, to Kauai, the island.
Mm-hmm.
And it had just rained there and floods. I mean, they had to rescue people and shit. I had to cancel the trip. It's flooded.
Yeah, no. Just something
so
to
it's
pain.
Like, that's my luck. You know, every time I want to go somewhere, something happens.
Yeah,
you know?
No, totally. I totally hear that. I feel like every trip I go on, it's like, it never rains until the week I'm there, you know?
Right.
Or, I don't know. Another weird thing is every birthday I have, somebody dies.
Really?
There's like always like a significant death in my life around my birthday. I'm always like,
that's terrible.
I know. My family and I talk about it sometimes. We're like, your birthday is coming. Who's it going to be this year? It's like not funny at all, but you got to laugh a little bit, you know?
I suppose so, yeah. God. What did you say birthday was?
June.
In June.
June 15th.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
We just talked about that. I don't
it's
remember.
All right.
I never remember birthdays.
I don't like. I mean, there's so much going on in day to day life these days. It's impossible to remember everything.
Right.
You know, so.
Thank goodness for Facebook and keeping up with.
Yeah, like when I
birthdays.
Meet people, I'm like, if someone doesn't remember my name, I never get offended. And I hate when people get really offended. I'm like, oh my gosh, I met you before. Please remind me your name. They're like. I'm like, give me a break, man. Like, do you know how many people I meet on a daily basis?
It's true.
You know?
Yeah, people don't understand that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And also,
people
some
are too
people
sensitive.
Are. They are. Some people are also just really bad with, like, connecting names to faces. I never forget a face.
Right.
I actually saw a guy on break during my class on Tuesday nights. I ran over to 7-Eleven to grab, like, a protein bar for a snack or something. And this guy walks in. And I just saw the back of him. He was wearing an Eagles jersey from Philly. And I was like, go Eagles. And he turns around and I was like, I know you. And I was like, I don't remember your name or how I know you, but I know you. And it bothered me because I could not for the life of me remember even any connecting people of how I knew this guy. But I know I've met him. I know I've hung out with him. I'm like, how do I know you? I'm like, now I'm mad that I just remembered that because I thought about it for like 2 weeks.
So it's not even just an acquaintance. I mean, you hung out with him.
I think it was like a long time ago. I'm like, yeah. I was like naming off friends that I had that, you know, I was like, do you know this, this person? He's like, no.
I know. That happens to me sometimes too.
It made me crazy. I was like, zoning out and thinking about it for like the rest of the week. I was like, what? Who is that guy? I was looking on my Facebook.
Yeah, I know. Well, thank goodness for Facebook. It reminds me of birthdays.
That's
otherwise,
true.
I wouldn't remember any.
I know.
What
I know.
Can you do, you know?
I feel like even when I plug things into my calendar on my iPhone, it doesn't ever remind me. It'll remind me like the day after. It'll be like, yesterday was Sam's birthday. I'm like, God damn it.
Well, did you think maybe you're not setting it up correctly?
I did. I set it for 9 a.m. on the day of. I don't know how else to set it up correctly.
That's funny.
I've just given up on the iPhone calendar. It's not for me.
I know. All the reminders and everything is like, it doesn't work.
I know.
So with the coronavirus, I mean, a lot. It's really scary, you know. I mean, they're saying that in Japan, they closed all the schools. So far, 2,800 people died worldwide.
Mm.
82,000 global cases.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I have a friend in London right now, and she said that no one's going to Chinese restaurants.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone's staying completely away.
Yeah, it's like that's going to help them.
Right.
But you're looking at cities where the streets are empty.
I know.
That's scary. I mean, what if it happens here? And they're saying it's already coming here. I mean, you know, the stock market fell like 900 points because people are afraid of what's going to happen. They're already telling you to stock up on things and preparing for it and buy things like get supplies of food and water and medicine and.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Do you think like it could contaminate? I mean, I don't know how these things work. Like, it's always safer to buy bottled water because you never know what could potentially happen to the faucet water.
Right.
I don't know
if that's our fears, though. I mean, they're saying it's mostly from one person to another. You know?
So. I live in an apartment building that's massive, and there's a lot of people there.
Right.
There's like a ton of people in there.
Well, there's a ton of people everywhere. I mean, when we go to the store.
I know, but versus like living in a house and it's like just you and like your roommate or, you know, living in a smaller apartment building where there's maybe like 10 apartments. Like I have like 17 floors.
Wow.
And there's probably like.
They can bring it into the elevator and shit.
There's probably like 30 apartments on every floor at least.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't like it. Like too much contamination already.
Shit, what's gonna happen, man?
I know. Are you gonna stock an emergency bag?
I don't know. I probably should.
Yeah.
You know, they're asking if you should keep kids from school. Should I work from home? You know. So I mean, what's scary is that people don't leave the house.
Yeah.
You know, and I think stores are running out of supplies and stuff. I mean, this is like in the movies, you know?
Plus, like, we have so many products that are made in China.
Right.
You know, I wonder if there's any contamination coming through that way, too.
Well, yeah, that's why they're blocking that. I mean, there's not a lot of commerce going on right now, you know? I mean, you go in some places, the shelves are empty. Of certain items, you know?
That's so scary.
I know.
I don't like that.
Shit.
Yeah, seriously.
Right?
A big one.
Oh, don't remind me. I mean, this morning, Casey posted human excrement on Facebook.
Casey.
Our parking lot guy took a picture of someone who took a dump, a homeless took a dump outside his office. And he took a picture of it. I'm like, man, now I can't unsee this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I want to throw up, you know?
Yeah. Some people have a higher tolerance for gross things like that.
They really do, you know?
I particularly have a very high tolerance because my mom would talk about, like, suctioning people's tracheas while we were like having dinner. I'm like, I'm eating like Alfredo noodles right now, and you're talking about like suctioning mucus. Like, this
oh my God,
not amazing. But now that it's just so ingrained in me, I always find myself talking about things, and I'm never even, it's not even crossing my mind that somebody's eating.
Yeah.
You know, my friend Sarah always calls me out on it. She's like, dude, I'm eating. And I just forget that it bothers other people because it's nothing to me.
You
know?
Have a high tolerance for grossness.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, my mom is a nurse. My dad was a podiatrist, and I grew up hanging out at my dad's office all the time. So he'd let, it was a very like, it was also the 90s, and it was a very like relaxed doctor's office. So I would sit in and like watch him like scooping weird stuff out of people's toenails.
Feet.
And
oh.
Yeah, or like I'd help the worst for me. This is how I think my OCD
yeah.
And germophobia kind of developed, was I would, I was really little, like elementary school, and I would go in and I would help the old ladies take their socks off. And their skin would be so dry that when I take the socks off, there's like a cloud of skin dust.
Yeah.
Just like clouding the air. And I
dandruff.
Yeah. Like I always felt like I was kind of like choking on it a little, and it was like sticking to my chapstick. And I'd always yeah. like rub, like wash my mouth off when I was done.
Yeah. And what was your dad thinking? I mean, what attracted you to work with feet? You know?
I don't know. I don't think he originally started as a mathematician. And he had a friend who was in, he had a few friends that were in podiatry, and they kind of just like convinced him of it. And he was like, all right. And he went back to school and finished and got his doctorate for podiatry. And
wow.
Yeah, but he was a mathematician for IBM for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he,
yeah.
Yeah.
But to become a podiatrist, I mean, if I had to become a doctor, I don't think that would be my first choice.
I know.
But then again, everything mm-hmm. is gross when you're a doctor.
And he started out doing surgeries and stuff, too, like getting, like, you know, yeah. bunion stuff and that. So it was, like, actual. And he always had really steady hands, which is kind of ironic because he ended up having Parkinson's. Oh, but he, yeah, he always had really steady hands. So he was great. He was a great surgeon with that kind of thing.
Ah.
Yeah. But huh. still quite disgusting.
Yeah, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things are disgusting, you know?
Oh, yeah. Ingrown toenails. Like,
yeah.
the worst is, like, burning off warts, the smell.
Oh, God.
Just burning skin is so disgusting. I hate that smell so much.
Oh, God. So you were around this stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every Saturday for, like, probably 15 years, maybe.
Really? You'd go there?
Yeah, every Saturday. I would go, wow. I'd answer phones, I'd clean the rooms.
Oh.
He'd pay me
yeah.
for doing it. But it was good. It was good bonding time too. So
yeah.
I liked it. It was quite gross though.
Yeah.
But I could probably fix an ingrown toenail though.
Oh wow.
I probably could. I still remember how.
Get out of here.
Disgusting. Yeah. I mean, like, even stuff like those pimple popper videos.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I mean, I've never seen one. I don't care to.
I watch them sometimes to calm down. If I'm anxious about something, I'll watch like I don't like the big gross ones, like the giant cysts, but I do like watching like esthetician blackhead extractions.
Really?
That I like.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's great.
What's the like about that?
It's satisfying.
Really?
Yeah.
What, to see something come out of your skin?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you ever sit there as like a teenager, you're just sitting on the sink counter, just like working on your skin on a night off?
No, I can't say I have, but I can say that it's not something that would relax me, even if I did it for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, it's funny how people are different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To me, everything grosses me out. I don't know why, but
yeah,
especially shit, man. Shit grosses me out. That's why I'm like, why did you put that picture up there? Now I'm telling you, I can't unsee it.
You know what gets me worse than shit is like nose stuff. Like boogers and stuff that really disgusts me. Or like when my friend will sit there and pick eye stuff out of her dog's eyes, that like really disgusts me.
Yeah.
Like it just grosses me out like so much. Like nothing else grosses me out like that does. Like I literally feel myself wanting to throw up.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like
that.
Yeah,
like stop that.
I know.
Oh, fuck. People Ugh. Do things.
Ew.
There's
Blah.
I know. But then, you know, it's like with your kids, you kind of learn to be tolerant of it, you know?
No, I'm like, here's a washcloth. Get that shit out of your eyes right now.
Yeah. But I'm thinking of this video on Facebook lately of these people like putting a baby and setting up the place to set up a picture.
Yeah.
You know, with the baby sleeping and everything. Everything is nice, white sheets and everything.
Yeah.
And the baby suddenly just shits. But, I mean, like, all over the place. And ugh. It's so gross, you know. It's so, like, funny.
Ew.
Because they're not ready for that, you know. Ew. The baby is, like, naked, you know, lying on its stomach. And
it shits with no clothes on.
Right.
Ew. Oh my right god, it's disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when I had my own kids, I kind of learned to tolerate it, you know. Mm. You don't have a choice. What can you do?
I guess so.
Your kids shit and they throw up and
I used to babysit and have to like do diaper stuff and
yeah.
Yeah, not.
Not for you.
I was just, I'm like, can I have gloves? You know? People just like wipe it like it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm like, these are like your fingers, though. Like, nails have too many crevices. Like,
yeah.
No, I need like a nail brush and some Clorox after. Just like, no, I hate it.
No.
I'll do it if I have to, but I don't want to. I did it for my godson when my friend Samantha had her baby.
Really?
Yeah, I went to visit her like a week after he was born. And I was on diaper duty the whole week while she just recuperated.
Wow.
And I was like.
Yeah. Do you want to have your own kids?
I don't know.
Haven't decided yet.
I haven't decided.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to decide. Well, you haven't got married yet. That's
yeah, fine. I feel like if I met someone that I wanted to have kids with, then maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would have to be someone you want to live with, obviously.
Of course.
Before the kids come.
Yes. I've also spent a good portion of my life taking care of other people, so I'm kind of like stretching my legs now. I'm like, I'm doing me right now.
Yeah.
You know,
someone
so.
Take care of me.
Nah, I'll take care of me.
Yeah.
I'll take care of me. Yeah. But.
No, I know it's good, though, not to have to depend on other people, you know, for your happiness.
Plus, that's just one more thing to be like, oh, no, and then I also don't have this going on. You know, I know so many women who are, like, in their early 30s, and they're just, like, devastated that they don't have a kid yet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, times are changing, man. Times exactly. are so different. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, you know. People, like, stay young longer, it seems.
I mean, my mom had me at 40, and that was considered really old for the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, they had to do all these tests to make sure I
really?
Was
going to
be okay.
Okay,
yeah. Huh? And they're like, she might have two heads. We don't know.
Wow.
But I came out all right.
Yeah.
10 fingers, 10 toes, one head.
Yeah, there you go. Were you born like long after your is it brother or sister?
Brother and sister.
Right, so you're the youngest.
Yes, by 10 years.
Okay.
My brother came first. He's 10 years older than my sister was born. They're like Irish twins. She was born 18 months after him.
I see.
And then my mom was going to have her tubes tied, and they do a test on you to make sure you're not pregnant just because they legally have to. And they were like, you're pregnant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she was like, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, she had wanted a third kid anyway, so.
Really?
Yeah.
It does seem to happen. I don't know if it's accidents or what. I'm sure it's mixed, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know with my parents what happened, but, you know, I mean, it seemed like, well, my youngest brother's 12 years younger than me. He's about 9 years younger than my other brother. So, yeah, for 9 years, you know, after 9 years, suddenly there's a baby.
Yeah.
You go, what the hell's going on?
Sometimes they just want a little, they want a baby.
Yeah.
Like a tiny baby again.
Or it's a mistake.
Or it's a mistake, or it's a surprise. My parents were actually considering getting divorced or separated. And then my mom said they had one really nostalgic September anniversary.
Wow.
She said just one time, and there I was.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. When my son was born, we were not doing very well at all. And I was actually mad at her for getting pregnant because she didn't tell me she stopped the birth control.
Wow. So that was a big surprise
right?
for you.
Yeah. And oof. I'm like, why are you doing this now? You know, we're not doing very well at all.
Yeah.
But I love him to death. I'm glad he was born.
Aw.
We went to lunch yesterday, so that was cool.
What's his name?
Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Yeah.
Your daddy's glad that you're here.
Yeah, I'm going to see him today, too. We got to take back his car.
How do you spell Sean?
S-E-A-N.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, the Irish
like
way.
The actor, yeah. I know. He's inspired a lot of people with that name.
Who, Sean Penn?
No, Sean Connery.
Oh.
Yeah, Sean Connery from James Bond.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got
That's it. Where it started, I think.
Got it.
Not Sean Penn, yeah.
My mom named me after like a woman from a cop show in the 80s, Heart to Heart.
I remember Heart to Heart.
That's who I'm named after.
Really? What was her name? Stephanie, the actress.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Something, right?
Something, yeah. But she played Jennifer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. I remember that. And
That's
Robert
me.
Wagner.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom always tells the story with her little Ohio accent. She's like, Robert Wagner. Like, yeah.
But there's a lot of Jennifers. I mean, she could have picked it up from somewhere else, but she chose to do it from there.
From Heart to Heart?
Because she liked the show then, huh?
Yeah. Like, I wish there was a better story behind that, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's funny, you know?
Yeah.
And then I met a girl when I was working at a restaurant in New York City who actually was also named Jennifer. And we got no conversation about it. And it turns out she was named after the same show.
Really?
Yeah, and I was
like,
"Oh
my god!"
I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah,
I was like, "What? That's crazy!
Totally unbelievable!"
Yeah,
what are the odds?
She was like, "Yeah, my mom named me after some '80s cop show," and I was like, "My mom named me after some '80s cop show." I was like, "What '80s cop show?" She was like, "Heart to Heart," and I was like,
"Oh my god!"
Me too. And I remembered the actress's name at that point, and I had said the actress's name. She was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I can't even believe that."
Wow.
It's pretty wild.
Let's find out what her name was. Hold on a second.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Heart to Heart.
Stephanie something something.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, come on. What is the name of the...
Good old internet.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's like everything is here except the names of the actors. Hold on a second. I'll find that for sure. Robert Wagner is Stephanie Powers.
Stephanie Powers.
Stephanie Powers. And she was Jennifer Hart, right?
Mm.
Yeah. There was another cool show with Rock Hudson. He was, do you remember Rock Hudson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He died of AIDS and stuff. But he had a show. Oh, it was called McMillan or something. And he was.
I vaguely remember that.
A cop. Yeah. And he had a. He also had an assistant or something, and that was pretty cool. I loved that show. And, so Heart to Heart ran 79 to 84.
Man.
Oh.
Man, TV is so different now. You turn on, like, six or seven different channels, and it's just, like, a reality show where, like, it's some, like, rich girl, like, laying on her couch with, like, really, really long nails, like, on her phone, like... making a joke to somebody who's like off to the side in the kitchen somewhere who's like yelling at them about something and they're like, I don't know, you know, and that's like the show.
I know. Yeah. Apparently Friends are going to do a reunion. Did you hear that?
No, I was never a fan of that show.
I know. I never really watched it, but people are making a big deal out of it. So I thought I'd mention it. But
it was just so theatery.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like...
cliche, you know? I mean, I remember it came out at a time where I thought nobody has real friends, you know, and shit. And then that show came up and I'm like, yeah, this looks all fake and everything to me. I don't know.
It's like, and also, what was their job that they were living in New York City in an apartment that big?
Yeah.
You know? That's the real clincher right there. I'm like, I don't know about it. It was like Sex in the City.
Were they
too.
All? They're not all roommates, were they?
No, I think two of them lived in one apartment. Two lived across the hall, and I think a couple of them lived somewhere else.
Oh,
yeah. But I think I don't know. I never really. I mean, I've seen like episodes,
right,
in passing, but I just that show just always got on my fucking
it,
nerves.
Huh?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Every time my friend's like, oh my god, Friends, I have the entire box set. I'm always like, I'm not much better though. I was like watching like Star Trek with my dad. Which is like not a lot better, but yeah. It's not Friends.
Did you like it though? Star Trek?
Every time he'd put it on, I'm like, oh, come on. And then like by the end of the episode, I'm like, whoa.
You really? Know,
yeah, totally. I'd be into it by the end. Every time I resisted, and then I'd be into it.
So reluctantly, you got into it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well. What can I tell you?
Oh, well.
So I mentioned the stock market is down like almost 1,000 points, and that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, did I tell you I want to get into like day trading and things like that?
Yeah,
I did,
you were
right?
telling me that. Yeah.
Right. So now I'm like, you know, do I really want to get into this? I mean, everywhere I read, it's pretty fucking risky, you know?
Yeah.
But it seems like so attractive to, like, work at home, you know, work for a couple hours in the morning. Sounds interesting, you know? You kind of predict what's going to happen. You make a few $100 and...
And then you, like, open your back patio door and smoke a joint on your
exactly,
back porch.
Exactly, you know?
Sounds great.
I prefer that and working all day, but... Yeah. There's a downside to it, too, so we'll see.
Of course.
But
I'm
going to start dabbling in it with small amounts and see.
Yeah, low risk.
Where I stand, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I know, that kind of thing can get addicting, though.
I know.
It's like gambling.
It is, but they're saying it's not exactly, but that's why they're saying if you're a gambler, don't do it, you know?
Yeah, I bet.
And I'm not a gambler.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I don't know how it's going to turn out. But, you know, on a day like this, you go, what the fuck, you know. But that's the point, though, is you can still make money when stocks go down. You know? It just depends on if there's activity on the stock. So
sure.
If it's not moving, you can't make any money on it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty interesting, man. I read up on it. I'm like, yeah, I really want to do this, you know.
Yeah, of course.
So tomorrow on the phone, this guy's going to give me a demo from this brokerage firm.
Great.
So I'm going to see what that's
about.
Let
me know how that goes. I'm excited to hear about it.
I know. Watch me lose all the fucking money I inherited. I'm going to fucking kill myself.
You're like,
No, I'm not going to do that. Just... A little bit of money, and that's it.
Have a chunk of money that you make sure you never touch.
Right. You know? And then you use some money that you can sort of afford to lose, like when you go gambling or something.
Yeah.
I'm no gambling man at all, you know, but we'll see how I'm going to do with this. They're saying your emotions are your biggest enemy, you know?
Of course.
You can't, like... beat yourself up if you have a loss or something like that.
Totally.
You know?
It's just got to be water under the bridge immediately. Right.
And how do you do that? You know?
I know.
With beats, like, you just swallow it.
I know. It's like therapy in a way. You know, it's get over it therapy.
Exactly. Yeah. This week, I had to say goodbye to my therapist, man, because she stopped working under the plan that I have, the medical plan.
How long were you with her?
Like, I think over a year.
All right.
And, you know, you connect with them, you know.
Sure.
I mean, they know everything about you. And it was difficult, you know. It was difficult to do. And, so I'm going to miss that. And, you know, it's not every day that you find a good therapist that you connect with, you know. Sometimes you have to go through a few of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to miss that. And.
You're going to try and find someone new?
Not for a while, probably. Maybe take a little break.
Yeah, got to take a little grieving period.
Because then you
got
to start all over again, you know?
I know. Get to know someone new, which is always annoying.
Yeah. But I like therapy, you know? I look forward to it.
Good. I think it's important.
Because you get to talk. Yeah, you get to talk. You get to get someone call you out on some of your stupid thinking. And, you know?
I know. It's not.
They call it stinking thinking.
He's thinking.
Yeah, in rehab. I was in rehab once, but it wasn't really for drugs. I had dual diagnosis for bipolar and weed too. And that was like, you know, 20 years ago.
Right.
So they were okay saying weed was like an addiction, but
sure.
I still think it is, you know, but
yeah, I think it's a mindset addiction.
Yeah.
You know.
It is. I mean, you can stop and not have any physical effects at all. But so I went in there and I had to watch all these people in 12-step meetings and stuff. And so I learned all the lingo and all that, you know.
Yeah.
But not for me, man. I never went through the programs.
Yeah, the programs are hard. Some people find a lot of encouragement. They find that it's a really nice community for them. Because, I mean, if you think about it, it's really hard. I was talking about this on the phone to a friend actually yesterday. It's really hard as an adult to have to go out and find fun things to do where people don't want to just go out for a drink.
Right.
You know, a lot of times it's going out drinking, going out for dinner, and then it ends up drinking. And or, you know, like, let's go do this and smoke. Like, everything is always and smoke or and drink or and do right. this.
Mind
or,
alteration.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so to have, I imagine that when you're in recovery, especially in the beginning and probably parts throughout the recovery, it's hard to, you know, I'm sure you get cravings, but it's harder in the beginning probably to also not have a support system where right. you're with other people, you know, so your social life suffers, which doesn't help because a lot of times people are addicts because of, I mean, the widest variety of reasons, right? But, you know, people often struggle with like having too much alone time or sometimes right. having too full of a schedule. So having a group of people that, you know, you can call up, go out and hang out with where there's not going to be any like drugs or drinking involved. Like that's got to be a huge relief.
Yeah.
You know, it would be a relief for even me sometimes. I'm like, I don't want to go spend because I know one drink's going to turn into two and then turn into three. And then before you know it, I've like spent like $100, okay. you know, because I'm like, drink's on me. It's a good yeah, idea. Right. And then I'm like, that was a really bad idea, you know, and then like you go and grab food afterward. And it's just it's always an expensive night.
Yeah.
I never feel amazing the next day. I never wake up refreshed. I'm never like, ah, right. what a great night of drinking. I'm always like,
You're $100 poorer.
Totally, which I could spend on so many other things.
I know. You know, I realized that my party, the barbecue, cost a good few $100.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta like lighten up with that shit.
I know. It always does. It always does.
It costs a lot of money. You know? I know. I mean, I bought a lot of steak and stuff, so... it's not cheap to throw parties.
No. Plus there was probably like alcohol there.
No, we don't drink
really?
Any. No.
I love
not
that.
Not even one bottle.
Not even beer or wine.
Yeah, Israelis are not into drinking that much. You know, I mean, maybe the younger generation.
Yeah, I was going to say when I did Birthright, it was a whole really? Other story. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Really, Israelis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The younger kids. I mean, today, especially here, you go to parties... For teenagers or people in their 20s.
Drinking is the center of the tension.
Drinking and drugs, you know?
Yeah. It's because everyone's socially awkward and it's the only way anyone knows how to actually try and act like themselves.
Right. But, you know, people that come from good families and stuff and they don't do this stuff.
Mm.
It's like, where do they go? You know, they don't have anywhere to go and you don't want to send them to those parties.
I know. I know. I mean, even kids from the good families, they're doing stuff too.
Yeah, you know? I suppose, yeah. You know who's closing, surprise, surprise, more stores is JCPenney.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, do you even believe they exist still?
I know.
Nobody buys there. Who buys the JCPenney's? That's from the old economy, you know?
They still have a lot of commercials out.
Really?
A lot of commercials. They always send things in the mail. I'm like, I think I've walked into a JCPenney like twice in my whole life, and that was like to get from one end of the mall to the other.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I know.
My mom always had a weird thing about not shopping at Penny's.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going into Penny's. I'm like, okay.
I know. But that's part of the old system, you know, like Sears and,
oh my
and
God,
all that.
Sears.
I mean, even Sears is like.
Yeah, I know. Remember Sears.
Yeah, so... I think they still exist, but not in the form they used to be.
Yeah, they're dying down.
Yeah.
There was another one. Oh,
but you
remember.
Know who's growing now is like TJ Maxx and
oh
Marshalls and all those. You know.
I just started shopping there a couple of months ago. My friend Val was like, what do you mean you've never really been into a TJ Maxx? I'm like, I've just like walked in and like been there with whoever I was with and like left as soon as possible. She's like, are you serious? She's like, we're going to go in there and there's stuff I need you to see. I was like, okay. And I was like, this place is amazing. Like,
really?
By the time I left, yeah. I like, now I'm a proud owner of a TJ Maxx credit card.
Credit card. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. But they make good money because they offer like name brands for a lot less,
yeah.
right?
And they have name brand makeup too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they'll have like a $40 NARS blush for like $12.
Wow.
I'm like, this is amazing.
Right? Yeah. I know. I should start shopping there too. I just don't have the patience, you know, because in those places you have to go through one, you know, one by one to find something.
You just got to get stoned and walk through.
Yeah.
You'll start noticing things, you know, especially in the food aisle. There's all these like discount goodies. You can get a bottle of truffle oil, which is like $20 for a small bottle. You can get a big one for like $7.
Really?
Like this is
amazing.
Also,
they have food too there now?
Oh, yeah. They have like organic snacks, vegan snacks. They have like olive oils, Himalayan pink salt. They have, you know, like those little spice racks. I don't really suggest buying spices and stuff from there because I got one and the whole thing is like solid. I have to like put a fork in the bottle and like shave it off so it's like powder again.
Oh, wow.
I'm like,
there's
a problem this one.
I usually shop at like Macy's and stuff because it's like they have a lot of different brands.
Yeah.
You can find them right away and stuff, and they give you a lot of discounts. I mean, Macy's sometimes will pay you to fucking take the clothes.
I know.
With all the coupons and the discounts and all that stuff, so it's pretty cool. I don't know how they survive, but
I know they must be. They definitely give more discounts now than they did before.
Yeah,
you know, so they must be suffering somewhat too. I imagine most stores are suffering from all the online stuff.
They are, you know. I mean, you drive up down Ventura Boulevard, there's so many stores that have closed. You know, it's sad.
It is sad.
It's fucking scary.
But how can you really compete with delivery to your door? You know, especially somewhere like LA or New York, when you're just like, I don't want to take an hour train ride to go 2 miles downtown. Right. Yeah. You know, to go shop and then be stuck with all these people. And then I feel like department stores always blast the heat. They're always hot
in
there. I mean, anywhere. Every department store I've ever been in, they just blast the heat always. And I'm just like, I feel them. And you feel like you're like potentially about to combust with anxiety because of how hot it is. You can't breathe. And I'm like trying clothes on. I'm like sweating. And then the clothes are sticking to me. And I like can't get them off. I can't get them on. It's always just such a pain in the ass, man. I just hate a department store. I hate them. I always walk in and I'm like, I don't know where I'm going or where I came from anymore. You know, I'm just like lost immediately.
Yeah. True. And, you know, online, it's not only cheap and convenient, but you find things that you wouldn't find in stores, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Amazon, it's like you can find anything in the world there.
Anything.
Right?
Anything.
Anything.
I know. So my roommate gets 2-hour grocery delivery.
Really?
From Amazon, yeah. He's like, I just ordered Amazon. It'll be here, you know, between 6 and 8. I'm like, okay. Right to your door. Fresh refrigerated groceries.
I wonder how much more you have to pay for that, like the service and stuff. You know?
I don't know. I know some of the items that you buy can be cheaper, but I think they charge, I think, like an $8 to $10 delivery fee.
Oh.
Which...
Well, that's not too bad.
No, that's not too bad. I mean... Yeah. That's what you'd spend in gas and
the time you spend there.
Yeah, sometimes your time is just worth it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, my friend is moving. He's been fixing up his parents have a house in Philly, and he just moved into it, and he's been completely renovating it. And he bought this giant marble vanity that his dad insisted that they don't get delivered, that they go rent a U-Haul and then pick it up. And the difference in price was like $20. And his dad was like, it's all right. We saved $20. My friend's like, $20 is worth having it just delivered to the house so that I don't have to go through this right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely worth it.
I know. It's funny. Some people will go through legs to save a couple bucks, you know?
Yeah. No, I'd much rather just.
But they're the rich people usually, you know? They're like frugal, you know? So they save their money.
Sometimes.
I'm like always, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that.
No, I'd rather save myself the sanity.
Yeah.
You know, hands down.
I agree. Yeah.
Definitely.
Would you have your pet cloned if you could?
No.
No, huh?
No.
Why? Is it weird for you or what?
It's not weird, and it's not that I don't like... love my pets so much, but I feel like life is so precious as it is, and I feel like there should be a respect to that person's particular life. I don't want that person or the animal like being relived in some other way. You know, I feel like that almost takes away the beauty of life and death and the beauty of the time we have on this planet, you know, because it might not take it away from the person or being that died, but it takes it away from the person, you know, that like it would be like, you know, something happened to like one of your kids or something and you had them cloned. Like it's still not your kid.
Right.
At all, you know, no matter what.
Right. Different soul.
Yeah. But here you are like living this life with this thing that like looks like them, but isn't them. And I feel like there's too many gray areas. And I think as far as pets go, there's so many animals out there living in shelters that need homes. I don't think we need to spend the money or the resources to have them cloned. I think just let your pet's life be, let your family member's life be.
Yeah. It's like people that don't accept death, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, because I'm reading an article here about this family in California that cloned their dog. And they're saying that it's not unusual. A lot of people do that.
I think it takes a little honor away from life, especially when you do it for a person.
Probably. I mean, you make sense with that, you know?
You know.
The St. Barbara Streisand revealed two of her dogs were clones of a previous dog.
But I think there's so many animals out there that need a home.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to clone our pets.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it obviously shows you have problem with death, you know, dealing with death and stuff. And what does it teach the kids, you know? I mean, that
things are just replaceable, that people and beings are replaceable and they're not. And I think that's a good point, too, is like, you know, if this vase right here breaks, just get a new one.
Right.
You know, but that's what makes some material items not precious. And so now we're turning people into a material item where we can just remake it. We can just remake pets, remake people. I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I know. With people, it's weird. You know, with animals still, I do think it's weird also. It's spooky.
Yeah, it is spooky.
You know?
Just let it be.
Yeah.
Go adopt something that really needs you. Don't create something.
Right.
Just adopt. There's so many animals in shelters. Just help them.
I know.
You know, like fresh start, fresh slate. I feel like that also probably keeps people living in the past. You know, just move forward.
Yeah.
Move forward with your life.
Move forward, indeed. And finally, do you watch Shark Tank sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, totally.
So the woman there, what's her name? Barbara Corcoran.
Yeah.
Lost $400,000 in an elaborate email scheme or scam.
Oh, my God.
That tricked her staff. So apparently her bookkeeper ended up wiring like $400,000 to somebody because she thought she got an email from her and it was like a misspelling or something. And but she didn't catch it. So she's like, well, we deal with this all the time with real estate and all that, and I'm used to wiring money, so there was no reason to be suspicious.
Right.
Fucking, can you imagine that?
Yeah, it probably didn't even make a dent in her bank, though.
Yeah. It still sucks, but though. To be ripped off like that? Fuck, man.
I know.
I feel like so stupid.
And the thing is, people don't just come for you when you have money. People go for people who don't have any money either.
Right.
You know, my friend works, he has his own digital agency, and I do a lot of business scouting for him. And we found this one guy, and, you know, he was like, yeah, it's awesome. Let's do it. Let's do a website. It was going to be like something like $10,000 for the website. And then when it came time to pay, the guy was like, well, I'm going to mail you a check. He's like, but I'm also in like this other country right now. I'm like, how are you trying to scam me? Like, you're the one that's supposed to be paying us.
Right.
You know, like they just do these weird like scam things. I've definitely, people have tried to scam me too in film. I booked a gig as like a PA and it was supposed to pay like this like weirdly insane high amount of money. And the guy sent me a fake check and everything. And so apparently what they do is they like have you like cash it, and then I can't even remember, they have you like cash it and then somehow they get the money from you that way. Oh, because he asked me to use the money to, because he sent extra money to like rent the equipment.
yeah,
or something. So then you go and rent all this equipment for them to use, and then the check goes bad, and then it, since you cashed it, you get screwed out of the funds.
Oh, God.
I was like, you're not going to really get much money from me.
Yeah. All right, Jen.
Is that
you ready
it?
To go home?
Go home. I got to go to work.
All right, folks. Thank you all for listening. Jen, thank you. Tomorrow I get my beard taken off.
Before or after finally, the show?
After the show.
Oh, all right.
So you'll see it on Monday.
Freshy fresh on Monday.
I know. People are saying it looks good. I don't know. I don't enjoy it. And it's not a moment too soon.
Not a moment too soon.
Not a moment too soon.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.